Lesson 27. Text A. The Shopping List. Mrs. Black was having a lot of trouble with her skin, so she went to her doctor about it. He could not find anything wrong with her, however, so he sent her to the local hospital for tests. The hospital, of course, sent the results of the tests direct to Mrs. Black's doctor, and the next morning he telephoned her to give her a list of the things that he thought she should not eat, as any of them might be the cause of her skin trouble. Mrs. Black carefully wrote all the things down on a piece of paper, which she then left beside the telephone while she went out to a ladies' meeting. When she got back home 2 hours later, she found her husband waiting for her. He had a big basket full of packages beside him, and when he saw her, he said, "Hello, dear, I have done all your shopping for you." "Done all my shopping?" she asked in surprise. "But how did you know what I wanted?" "Well, when I got home, I found your shopping list beside the telephone," answered her husband. "So I went down to the shops and bought everything you had written down." Of course, Mrs. Black had to tell him that he had bought all the things the doctor did not allow her to eat.
Text B. Under a Terrible Strain. Betty and Jean are on their way to work. "What was the party like last night, Jean?"
"Not bad at all, thanks.
There were one or two interesting people there."
"Why couldn't you come?"
"Well, I couldn't get away from work early. And when I got home, I had a headache, so I had to go straight to bed. But I was overtired, because I wasn't able to get to sleep for hours."
"What a shame. Why didn't you take a sleeping pill?"
"I don't like them. I used to take them when I had to work overtime, you know."
"How many did you used to take?"
"3 every night."
"Good heavens! Why did you take so many?"
"Because I was under a terrible strain. The doctor said they weren't very strong. Anyway, I used to feel awful the next morning."
"I'm sure you did.
The doctor said I had to be careful. He was quite right. So I stopped drinking coffee late at night instead."
7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. A language mix-up. 2 young British tourists were travelling in France when a policeman stopped their car and gave it a search. He found a bag of white powder, which looked suspicious. "Drogue?" asked the heroin-conscious policeman. "Yes. Dogs," they responded, and promptly found themselves in jail. Analysis of the powder revealed that it was a chemical which gives off a smell, used to discourage dogs from using the sides of the car as a toilet. The tourists were set free, after promising to take a few French lessons before their next vacation in France.